Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, Igniting Souls Tribe, I am back, new shoulder and everything. If you didn't know, I just had labrum and rotator cuff surgery, and it was intense. I'm not going to lie, it was intense. Didn't move the shoulder for a long time. I'm back in physical therapy, and it's given me some good reflection time, and I'm going to share that with you today. Basically, today, we're changing the podcast structure. I feel like it's more authentic and more natural for me to record on the go. Why? Because that's how I talk to my closest friends. I don't sit here and say, okay, friend, let's talk into a microphone and make a show. I just don't do that. And maybe that's why I don't know. Maybe that's why the last few months I've kind of felt like I just am not feeling it. I'd rather talk to you on the go, on the fly, just as I call my friends, my wife, my dad, my mom. Those are the people I care about the most, and that's how I want to talk to you. So we're going to give it a shot. And here's the only request that I ask. Let me know. Let me know what you think. If you like this new format, it's going to be intensely shorter. We're talking like 7 minutes because I don't talk to people for usually an hour or an hour and a half. So again, I'm treating this podcast literally as a friendship. I think it's what I've been craving all along. So please let us know. Look me up on social media. Let me know. I really take your opinion seriously. And let's give it a shot. Let's try it for 8 weeks and let's see what happens. And if you like it, if I like it, we'll keep rolling. But I think it's important that I bring you in to the creation of this because I do believe that it's a dialogue. It's a conversation. It's a back and forth. And you're important to me. So thanks so much for listening, whether you're a brand new listener or whether you've been here for months or even years, thank you very much. You mean a lot to me, and I'm excited for our future together. So here is the first mini conversation. Are you giving your power away to other people? You know, just the other day I was talking with my friend, and she has a fantastic skill. And this skill could easily be turned into a product. In fact, I know it could go big, and she knows it could go big. And here's the point. As I was talking with her, I said, look, are you going to do that product? And she said, I'm not sure. She said, I'm going to wait and see if I get chosen to speak at this conference in a few months. Then if they choose me to do this topic, then I'll create the product. And I said, what are you doing? And she said, what are you talking about? And I said, look, can I speak truthfully to you? I asked her for permission and she said yes. And I said, look, there are two types of people in the world. There are victims and victors. Victims let the world happen to them. Victors happen to the world. I said, think about this for a moment. You know and I know that you have a fantastic product. You know it's going to help other people exponentially increase their influence, impact, and income in the world. And she said, yes. And I said, but you've given away your power to an outside source to determine if you're a worthy speaker. And then you're putting your whole business on the line. If they say yes, you'll do the product. If they say no, you won't. Are you a victim or a victor? And again, there was silence on the phone. And she knew exactly what I was talking about. And now she's battling with that mental battle in her mind. And I think I know what she's going to choose. But here's the point. How are you doing this in your life?
what things have you delayed taking action on because you're waiting for some external source to validate you? This is what victims do. And victims go around and they wait for external validation when really they already have an internal conviction. Let's all be people who don't give our power away to others. Remember, if you are a victor, you will attract other victors. If you are a victim, you will attract other victims. What do you have inside you that you're waiting for other people to validate? My strong advice to you is to challenge you and say, you know what, don't give your future success, don't give that away to other people. Decide for yourself today and then take action. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.